Hi, I'm Trina Burgess. I'm from Northern Alberta. I joined RAIN in April. I was actually just passing through Edmonton for on my way to Southern Alberta for a wedding reception, and I really wanted to come to one of these meetings, and I got here and I realized I had to join to come. So I joined right outside the door and came to the meeting and been learning like crazy since, and it's been so much fun. And just trying to learn and learn and learn over the last couple months. Well, the last week or so, my sister said, she's in Victoria, she said, "Trina, we've decided we're moving back to Alberta." I'm like, "Great. You should move to Sexsmith. It's a really good little town, wonderful people, and they're just, you know, like, I think real estate there is gonna do well because they've got a transportation change. They're just twinning the highway and everything." So I called up my friend in Sexsmith, and I said, "Yeah, my sister's moving back to town, and we were just, you know, thinking about looking for a house or whatever." He's like, "Oh, perfect. Yeah, we were just going to list our half duplex tomorrow. So, but we'll hold off if you want." So, okay, we got an offering on that. While we were looking at classified ads, trying to figure out rents, what are rents worth and all that kind of stuff, we found a classified ad that said that it was like 4 townhouses for sale by owner in Sexsmith. Assumable mortgages, 27% to close. We're like, I'm like, "Jackie, that's it. That's what I want that." Because I just been thinking in my mind, multifamily properties or whatever. Okay, so I phone the guy up. He's like, "Yeah, we've done really well here in Sexsmith in the last..." If anybody knows, Sexsmith is 10 minutes outside of Grand Prairie. So it's Grand Prairie County, and 50% of the people who live in Sexsmith work in Grand Prairie. And Grand Prairie happens to be the number 2 town to invest in Alberta. So anyways, so this guy that I get a hold of, talking to, very nice man, and he says, "Well, yeah, we've done very well. We own 30 properties in Sexsmith, and we'd like to liquidate over the next however many, you know, we're selling all our properties
over the next 6 months."
Yeah. So we're like, I'm like, "This is it. Hallelujah." So I'm really grateful for the wonderful opportunities that are ahead, and we got some agreements with this guy. We're just working on finding joint venture partners and all that kind of fun stuff and learning like crazy, and it's been a lot of fun this last week. So hallelujah to great successes to come, and thanks to RAIN for making it all available to us. And God bless you all. Good luck with all your efforts.
Thank you. Welcome aboard.
Hello, my name is Rob. I have 2 success stories. The first one is my wife and I made a commitment here 2 weeks ago. So as of September in 2008, you guys will be viewing me with a 6-pack set of abs. So you guys are my...
Are you sure you don't want
what,
2 in a bag?
Yeah, right now I'm holding a small cake.
It's a Saskatchewan term.
So in September of 2008, I'm going to be sporting a 6-pack. And the other thing is...
Let's get a before picture and we'll put it up. And then
absolutely,
in 6 months,
man. I'll take my shirt off and you girls will be just... the other thing is, I have some partners, and we formed a corporation in this group here, and they're very special people, and we just had an offer accepted on 2 small motels. So,
wow, congratulations.
Yeah, this is our first really, really big deal, and so we're really excited about it.
Congratulations, Rob. Hello, Winnie.
Hi, Wes. My name is Winnie Lee Chu, and I'm from Vancouver. We just sold a house in St. Albert that we had some challenge with. We have the property for about a year now, and at the end of the day, after all the things we had to deal with, we still netted $46,000.
All right.
With not a single dime in rent for the whole year. So I don't hope to manifest that again, but and the really cool thing was we did all.
You don't want to manifest another $46,000?
Well, not another tenant. I mean, no tenant.
Yeah.
But the really neat thing was we had all this handled. It was done so fast. We put it on the market. It got closed really fast, and we were able to close this transaction while we were all on the cruise.
All right.
So that was really neat.
Deck chair closing.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Winnie, don't run away. How far are we away from getting our insurance?
How far are we getting? Well, I'm seeing the...
Sorry to put you on the spot.
I'm seeing the form being drafted.
Yep.
So what we're doing is we're getting the form drafted up. So when we send it out, all the information we want is we hope it will be there.
Okay.
So that will speed up all the process when they come back to us.
Yep.
And it's going to be very exciting because what we have is certificate. For certificate, like for each property that we want, like condo or whatever, for most of them would be done to certificate. So it will really reduce the cost.
Yep.
And the speed of how when we finally get settled in. But you, I think you would be one of the first to be tested next.
All right. So just as an FYI, Winnie Lee is helping us negotiate with the insurance companies to get you guys insurance products that fit your requirements and needs. Okay, so anyone have a challenge with insurance? Yeah, a few every once in a while. So Winnie Lee's helping out with that. So let's give her a round of applause.
Wow, this is really short. Anyhow,
pardon?
My first time here was last June, and I decided I was going to buy a number of properties. However, I wanted to get up here and talk first before Barry gets up and talks about my deal as Tales from the Trenches.
Are you going to give your side of the story?
Yeah. No, I'm not going to give too much on it, except that don't ever try and close in 30 days or 45 days. Listen to what you're told. It takes longer than that to get everything through, and it turned out that we had to close late. But it did turn out to be a success, and I do have a joint venture partner. I think she's here somewhere, and she says she's never seen so many problems with closing on one mortgage, so it's the deal from hell. So from here on up, it's downhill all the way, and it gets better. So there you go.
All right. Congratulations, I think.
Hello, I'm Faye Dombrowski, and I have a couple success stories. At the end of June, my husband and I closed on a property in Fort McMurray, and as of July 15th, we got a renter in there, and we're making $500 cash flow every month, so that's great. And the other success story is that I started writing out a bunch of things, all the things I'd like to do, or haven't got all on my list yet, but knocked off a couple this summer. We celebrated our 25th anniversary and went on a cruise to Alaska, and on that cruise, at one of the stops, we went on a helicopter ride, which was another thing on my list, and toured the glaciers and went dog sledding on one of the glaciers. Canadians in the summer going, doing a winter sport. They were all surprised up there.
What, that was just north of Edmonton, wasn't it?
Yeah, right. That was in Juneau. So we had a great time. So I'm knocking some stuff off my list thanks to rain.
Congratulations. Well done.